One of the things I think was core for us is we didn't try to create a single tool that did everything. We created a series of tools that all work together through the power of the link. So I would encourage all folks trying to create these kind of environments to not use the term one-stop shop. You want to try to create a series of tools that do something well and then connect them together. You really need to start with yourself. You need to use the tools yourselves. Even as a provider, you need to use the tools yourself. Meet your needs and then bring others in as you have successes. And you will grow that capability because you're serving individual needs, and then they can tell those success stories with each other. Inside of government and inside of large organizations, your IT is going to be measured by the capabilities of the Internet. And so the closer you can be to what people can see and use at home at night in terms of speed, efficiency, reliability, all of those kind of things, the closer you are to that, the better your tool will be enabled. You have to be mobile. In the world we are moving to, you have to be on smartphones. You have to be on tablet computers. And I would finally say, really try to create something in your organization that's available for everyone in that organization at the widest audience of your intranet to be accessible and usable with an authenticated user ID.
Intellipedia has been around for 4 years and 1 month. I think that's an accomplishment. I remember covering it when it first started and all the buzz about it. When you look back on Intellipedia over the last 4 years and 1 month, as you said, just give me some reaction to the 4 years.
We find that it's been a remarkable journey the last 4 years. When we started, it was an empty wiki, nothing in it at all. We could really not imagine all that it is today. After 4 years of people adding content as they saw a need for it themselves, as they added their own additional information. You know, initially, we had to fight to get anything in it. We would sometimes sit down and just encourage people to post something, and we would say, there a day will come when someone will come on the talk page and ask you a question about something you've added, or they will add something additional to what you've contributed. And now 4 years on, that's happening hundreds and hundreds of times a day. And now we have 4 years of people who have joined the intelligence community who know no other world than an intelligence community with these suite of tools that allow them to connect the who with the what and the what with the who.
Intellipedia is kind of the umbrella of everything that can come underneath really what's known as IntelliLink. Can you go through what some of the most recent additions in terms of tools, what's coming up in the future?
When we started 4 years ago, there were only two capabilities. There was the nascent Intellipedia, the wiki itself, and a blogging environment. Since that time, we've added the ability to share documents themselves. We've created an environment where we can put images and videos and capabilities to do what's called tagging of links. Delicious is the quintessential example of that on the Internet. But so you don't have to go to your bookmark files and say, save this bookmark just in that one browser. You can put it on this web service that enables others to see what it is you've tagged. You can put categories on it so that others can see it. And then most recently, we've added a microblogging capability that allows us to have a short messaging capability and just highlight just really tight nuggets of facts of what's going on right now. These tools that we're talking about, they're provided by the Office of Director of National Intelligence for use by the entire intelligence community under a rubric known as IntelliLink, which is a series of tools and capabilities on the intranet that combines and connects the entire intelligence community together.
And the future obviously holds more tools that are coming up. Can you give us a sense of what types of tools maybe are in the future?
I think where we are today, I think we have the core functionalities in terms of a lot of the sort of key issues that people need to do. What we're working with our partners at DNI and others is to work on mashups to sort of connect these tools together in a more symbiotic way, adding geospatial capabilities where we can, connecting, you know, so that we can always put a point on a map where that's possible, and continuing to enhance those capabilities with the ever-evolving sort of nature that we see on the Internet itself. embedding of videos across the platforms, embedding of other widgets and RSS sort of capabilities so that we can see data in multiple locations in multiple ways as individuals, users need them.
We talked tools. What about challenges? As you look out into the future, 6 months, a year from now or more, where do you see some of the bigger challenges to keep this a vibrant tool?
The biggest challenge with all of these kind of web tools is continuing to advance them at a rapid rate, continuing to keep the need of urgency to advance the tools, advance the capabilities. So really continuing to keep them moving and changing, because the nature in big organizations is to say, oh, gee, we've kind of got there. Now we're good to go for a while.
Another challenge that kind of popped up was the idea of records management, as well as the fact that this is a tool used by a lot of people. There's a lot of challenges around managing the tool. Address both of those.
These tools exist in community space, and as such, they have contributors from any of the 16 intelligence agencies. And yet our governance, our policy directives, all sort of focus by agency specific. So we have to look at how do we manage that information day in and day out? How do we capture that for the official records and activities like that? And these are new endeavors that we are all working to understand in a greater way. Additionally, the challenge of continuing the tools goes to that same challenge when you have a service that is not really owned by any one of them, but is used by all of them. How do you fund those and continue those in the future is a difficult challenge. On the internet, people do that through advertising. You can't advertise inside these closed networks.